Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching today is entitled, Never Too Late for Conversion.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus showed himself to the 11, and he said to them, Go into all the world and proclaim the good news to the whole creation. The one who believes and is baptized will be saved, but the one who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. By using my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes in their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, at first glance, this might seem an odd choice of gospel passage for the conversion of St. Paul. It reads, well, sort of like a user's guide to the Christian faith. But the crucial part as regards Paul, well, let's start by looking at that word conversion. If you look it up in the dictionary, you'll probably find that the first definition given is about change from one system to another, and after that, change from one religion or belief to another, with total acceptance of the new religion or belief. So, well, for somebody like me, who grew up in a Protestant church and then became a Catholic, it's not really the right word. A serious Protestant already believes that Jesus was the Son of God and already tries to live according to that belief. Conversion is something far more dramatic. Maybe for a case like Paul's, something like transformation would be closer to what we know about him. Because not so very long before that dramatic moment on the road to Damascus, he had been watching the stoning of Stephen, apparently with approval. And now he's a different man. He's proclaiming the good news, the gospel. The original word was Godspell, good story. That's what the gospel is. And he's ready to devote his whole energy to that mission. One of my Bibles points out that Paul proclaimed Christianity as the movement of liberation from the bonds of legalism. That is, he still considers himself to be a Jew, but a Jew who had a special role. One who invited his fellow Jews to turn to God through Jesus. But then there's a second part of this gospel passage. Casting out demons, speaking in new tongues, picking up snakes, drinking deadly things without coming to harm. Of course, there are exorcists who quite literally cast out demons. But if we take a broader view, think of this. Acts of kindness, of generosity, unqualified forgiveness. Aren't these ways of avoiding the harm, the poison that can be caused by slander, by malicious gossip, by undeserved criticism? All of those are as deadly in their way as poisonous snakes or lethal liquids. And all of them find their best antidote in the truly Christian response. Turning the other cheek, doing to others as you would have them do to you. Even speaking in new tongues can be taken literally, if you like, but also not, because those of us, like me, who are inclined to speak before we think, can learn the new tongue of moderation, of thinking first and speaking afterwards. And this too is a kind of conversion. It's not that Paul became a completely different person. He remained eloquent, he remained forthright, he remained a dominant personality, but in a different key. And in that sense, he truly was converted, truly transformed. So if we listen to the voice of our own experience, we can be converted too. Believe me, it's never too late.